Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
If they were going to make a documentary about you one day, who would be the famous people that would be in it? Who wants to be a part of it and who doesn't want to be? There's been a couple really big ones lately. First, the Charlie Sheen documentary.
When you got a lot of shame about a lot of stuff, shame is suffocating. I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be.
He's got big, big names in there. Denise Richards, his ex-wife. Brooke Mueller, his ex-wife. John Cryer, who I think hates him. Sean Penn, Chris Tucker. Heidi Fleiss was even part of it.
Okay, I mean, I'm going to give you 2 out of 5. There are big names, and the rest of the people are C-list celebrities, and they're pretty mad. And I get that. Sean Penn's a big name. Yeah, it's nice of him to show up, I guess, right?
Right.
Also a mess, though, Sean Penn. Also one of those guys who had his life that was pretty much a mess for a long time there. I mean, the ex-wives are almost obligated to show up, I would imagine. And John Cryer, I mean, that's a big triumph for the documentary makers because, as you said, I don't think he likes him anymore. He hasn't spoke to him in a very long time. Not to mention his father and his brother, which are huge actors, huge producers in their own right, and just didn't show up.
Well, they didn't want to be part of it, right?
I guess.
Or they didn't know what to say to sound good about his craziness in it.
His father vouched for him for so many times. Mm. I just hope he's still there for him now.
Then there's the other documentary, the John Candy documentary, I Like Me. You want to talk about big names.
I can't tell you what was right about John Candy or what was wrong. But he was my friend, and I don't want to cry, but when I see him, when you see his face, I mean...
Hey, that's Bill Murray.
Yeah. Well, John Candy was in everybody's movie. And he was great. And what a force of a man. I haven't watched the documentary yet at this point because I know it'll make me cry too.
Well, right. I mean, that's a guy that's gone too soon. And we talked about Bill Murray, Tom Hanks, Steve Martin, Catherine O'Hara, Dan Aykroyd, Macaulay Culkin, Mel Brooks. Mm-hmm. His children are in it. Yeah. His wife was in it.
Well, I mean, with his appetites, though, I don't think it was shocking for anybody when John Candy passed away.
Mm.
He was not the picture of health. Let's put it that way. So it's the Anna Zapp documentary. Who's going to be there? Who's not going to be there?
I would assume, unless we eventually kill each other, that you would be there.
Oh, I'll have to be.
Yeah.
I'll be obligated to appear.
But my first co-host will not.
Okay.
I know that without a doubt.
You got to put it in a clause that they're not allowed to be
there. I don't
even
want him to be approached, honestly, to be part of my
documentary. He shouldn't be notified you're dead.
Right.
If he's had the satisfaction about living you, then there's a problem already. Let's hope he's already gone.
If I'm dead in this documentary, that's going to be about me, and you bring my first co-host, make sure somebody asks him, when you told Anna she thinks she's more talented than she is, do you still stand by that?
Yes,
make sure somebody asks him that.
I thought you were going to just shorten that whole thing and say, make sure somebody kills him while he's there.
My second co-host, of course, will be in it because he's always going to be a great friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would assume my family, but like I don't know any other famous people that are going to be part of my documentary.
Yeah. So people that I want in, people I don't want in. Well, you can have my wife. All right. Mm-hmm. She'd talk highly of me. I like
Let's
to think
hope.
So.
Anyways, I hope so.
Well, you know, I'll be dead at that point anyway. So what'll be the difference? My documentary's coming out after I'm already gone. So I won't have to live with it. Mm-hmm. First wife, not invited.
You don't want me to ask her about
you? Yeah. First girlfriend, fourth grade. Kind of weird and strange, but it's held up all right. So, you know, I mean, you can invite her, I guess.
She has all her teeth, so she can be in the documentary.
Right.
All right. Good.
That's right. My first boss, not my second boss, though. Not the second to last one, anyways.
I mean, it's so funny that we're just like, these people can be part of our documentary when we're dead, but these others can't. What's wrong with the boss that you don't want in?
He's my nemesis.
Oh.
I mean, much like your first co-host,
the two of them should
already be deceased.
They should start a podcast together.
Yeah.
Nobody will listen to.
But I'll invite Charlie Sheen, if he'd like to say a few words, or the ghost of John Candy.
Where do I even begin? Oh, Raven, you're going to hate this.
What's going on?
All right. Trending is powered by T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more. Yesterday was one of those days where I thought it was April Fool's Day. It was not. Not at all. considering it's the middle of October.
Okay, what struck you as so surprising that you thought it would be a prank?
I kept getting text messages from my friends saying, did you see Kim Kardashian's new line?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here is an ad for it on her Instagram.
Your carpet can be whatever color you want. Match, don't match, or switch it up midday.
70s retro. She's selling underwear,
yeah.
New underwear, which is Skims. You know, Skims is body shaping.
I mean, they're going to roll out different types of styles and whatnot all the time, right? And some are going to be hits and some are not.
It's called the Faux Hair Micro String Thong, the ultimate bush. I asked ChatGPT to please give me a family-friendly version of how do I explain this on the radio. Kim Kardashian's brand Skims is making headlines again with a tongue-in-cheek underwear line called the Ultimate Bush.
I mean, you must be totally uncomfortable because you're going to read this verbatim. That's what you're going to do?
Yep.
Okay.
Celebrating natural beauty and body confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Natural beauty.
It's amazing to me that, I mean, Kim Kardashian has pretty much spent the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years removing every hair that was on her body. And now it's time to put them back on, I guess. Wow, amazing, right? I mean, didn't she laserly, like, she had, like, every hair on her body lasered off,
now
I'm pretty sure.
Now you can just buy underwear that has hair attached to it.
Nice.
Just in case you want it back.
Whose hair is that?
Here's what I don't understand.
Like, oh, my gosh.
If you go to the website, they're being sold for, like, $32 each, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have every color hair you can possibly imagine.
Well, that's nice. You know, if you really want the carpet to match the drapes, that's a good idea.
From size extra, extra small to 4XL, explain to me how every single one is on a wait list. Like, this is fake news. Like, this can't be real that it's sold out within 24 hours because there's such a demand for these underwear.
I mean, it would strike me as odd, but if it's a limited run, which, I mean, how much hair does the world really have, I guess, then
what?
I guess it could wait a while. How do you wash that? Is that dry clean only?
No.
Is that like a sponge? Do you take like a wet rag?
I mean, it can't be human hair. So like what what kind of hair is it? Is it just
synthetic? You know, producer Justin is suggesting from the other room you just put it on and you wear it into the shower and then you just shampoo like normal.
It's disgusting.
That would be how you wash, I guess, apparently.
So these are not available because they're sold out. You can if you'd like. Raven, would you like me to put you on the wait list for one?
I mean, they have men's too?
No.
Okay.
But
I'll probably skip.
I'm going to guess that these are, you by looking at them, which I've done for a long time now.
Get me the hairy brassiere. Get me the brassiere in brunette.
You want it in brunette?
All right. How would that be?
I'll put you on the wait list right now. What size would you like?
Well, I mean, you're looking at me. My chest is 42 to 44, I suppose. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I'd like it to feel fit tight, but not look like it's going to give me back fat. You know?
Okay.
I want it to, you know, just really look good. So
I'm going to get you the color Sienna Brown Curly.
Curly.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's let's leave it at that. We're done.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you know things aren't good for you, and you do it anyway.
Okay.
This was in the news.
Sorry, soda drinkers. A study published this week says a can of diet soda each day raises your risk of liver disease by 60%.
Whoa.
Sugary beverages are no better. They raise the risk of liver disease by about 50%.
60% for liver disease increase? Thank you very much, Diet Coke. Whitney Houston just took you out. Appreciate that. Wow.
I love a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi.
I know you do.
Oh,
you enjoy it even more than a regular one.
Oh my gosh, so much so. Yeah, no, I don't touch Coca-Cola, the real stuff. That's for crazy people.
Yeah, exactly right.
But I switched to diet soda because I'm a civilized human being, and to hear that it's actually worse for you than the regular soda, not good news for me.
Here's the thing is, I don't think that it's actually going to stop anybody from drinking it because, I mean, we've heard before that the diet sodas and the ones with any sort of additive were really bad for you, that it was like carcinogenic or whatever, and guess what? Kept on selling them, right? I mean,
so
now they're moving kind of to Coke Zero and Diet Coke Zero, but it's all kind of
it's
the same thing, isn't it? Yeah, it's all the same. It's all filled with something else.
One time we had our big boss, and he said to me, he saw me drinking a Diet Coke. He's like, you can't drink Diet Coke. He's like, you can't drink diet soda. He's like, it's really, really bad for you. So I didn't drink it.
He's not in charge of soda or human health. He's in charge of us.
Yeah,
it's
still,
radio. It's
whatever.
Different. But okay.
I mean, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, he probably knows
smart
better than
person.
I do. Yeah. And I missed it so much that finally one day I was having a bad day.
And you were like, you know what? Whatever.
I'm going to have a Diet Coke.
If this is going to kill me, I'm going to do it. And then you know what happened after that?
It touched my lips. It was so delicious. I could taste it right now just thinking about it, closing my eyes. It was so good.
And within 72 hours, I'm guessing you probably had another one.
Yep.
Right. Once you rip off that bandage, you're good. There are things that are so bad for you. It doesn't matter what kind of warning they give you. There's people that are like that with bacon. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they've just been told by their doctor, no bacon. Cold cuts. How many times do we have to hear that cold cuts are killing us? And that, well, they will kill you if you're pregnant. They'll kill you if you're, you know, any of those things.
Still have a sandwich.
I will have a sandwich no matter what. It doesn't matter what warning I have been given before that.
I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, and Michelle says she knows that coloring her hair is bad, but she does it anyway. It's bad?
Is that as bad as cold cuts?
I don't know.
Is it as bad as cold cuts with a Diet Coke for lunch?
I'm also not going to stop coloring my hair. I mean, I don't even know what my natural color is anymore. I've been coloring it since I was 14.
I would have a sandwich right now with extra mayonnaise. That's how much I just, you know, laugh in the face of death, I guess.
Peter, what do you know that's bad for you, but you're going to do it anyway?
Mm.
I just can't quit pasta. Any kind of pasta, ziti, pastina, spaghetti, like I eat pasta almost every night, and I know carbs. I know it's not great for you, but it's my love.
I had bolognese yesterday, and you know, one of the hardest things for me, Anna, to not do is to not throw like a 1-for-1 ratio of ricotta on the pasta. Like I like to just, I like so much of it on the bolognese. Mm-hmm. Like it's barely recognizable as bolognese at that point. Doesn't make me feel good every single time that I do it. And I did not do it last night, but I was tempted. You taste it and it tastes so good and you know you're full and you should stop because you've got other things going on and you can't help it. You're just like, oh, a couple more bites.
This past weekend, my dad made me a delicious gluten-free pasta.
Mm.
And it took every ounce of the, because I said, you're going to be so proud of yourself if you only eat half of this and then you'll have the other half for lunch tomorrow.
You'll be so excited and you'll feel so good about yourself. How did it work out?
I did it, and I was so proud of myself, but I went to bed that night, and
miserable.
I was just dreaming about it. My mouth was watering thinking about it, but
right.
It was worth it. It was worth right. it. I could have also just had him make me a second dish, but that seemed like too much.
Yeah.
What do you know that's very bad for you, but you do it anyway? 1-800-330-9999. Sad news. Diet soda increases the risk of liver disease by 60%.
I mean, that is a lot. That is a high number. That's not like 16. That's not like 20 or, you know, combine it with this or that. 60%. And as somebody that's been watching their liver numbers lately, Anna, that's a lot.
I love Diet Coke, a Diet Pepsi. A fountain Diet Pepsi is the most delicious thing I've ever had in my life. When it touches my lips, it just makes me so happy.
Well, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy you a case of soda, okay. And then I'm going to sign you up for dialysis.
Okay, so here's the thing. Some things you know are bad for you, but you're going to do it anyway. What are those things? 1-800-330-9999.
Mary, tell us, what do you know is bad for you, but you're doing it anyways. Doesn't matter.
I am a candaholic. Anything candy, hand it over.
Oh, okay. Hand it over. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, like this is a Jack move. Okay. You just showed up here and just ripped us off. That's a little bit intimidating.
When you have an addiction to candy, that's a real, real thing. It's the sugar.
Tootsie Rolls and jelly beans.
Really?
Wow.
That is unexpected.
Yeah.
That is, wow. And you're like a fiend in the night because a lot of people will give those up, especially after Halloween. They'll be like, oh, I ended up with a lot of these Tootsie Rolls. You're like, bring them over.
You must not have any teeth.
We won't comment on that.
All right. Thanks,
wow.
Mary.
All right. Well, enjoy the holiday.
And your teeth. Bye. Mike, what's the thing that you know is bad for you, but you do it anyway?
Monster energy drinks. I'm a Monster junkie, and I can't help it. I love it.
Yeah. Speaking of liver damage, Anna. Mm. So when I used to DJ at the bar still, I would drink 2 or 3 throughout the evening Monster energy drinks, but I would drink them half and half mixed with Jägermeister.
That's disgusting.
In a pint glass.
Well, I shouldn't
say that. And
I would
have 2 or 3 of those.
Because you want to know what I do?
What's that?
To this day, if I'm tired and I'm going out, I order a sugar-free Red Bull vodka.
Like that's the one that's going to be like that's almost vitamins for you?
Oh, I like to be able to fly, so that's why I used to have that.
They used to call it Viagra my bar.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
thanks, Mike. Have a great day. Maria, what do you know is bad for you, but you got to have it anyways? Doesn't matter.
I have been eating ice cream pretty much every night of the week because I am totally addicted to the ice cream shop that's close to my house, and I can't stop going.
Yep.
We have a new one, and somebody said this to me out loud. 2 years ago, we had one ice cream shop within 10, 15 minutes of our town. Like, I mean, that was where you had to go to get ice cream, right? And now we have no less than 8 in our town alone. 8 ice cream shops. And some of them are like different types of like how they make ice cream. Like one's like, well, they make it with like nitrous. Another one is like handmade. Another one's farm, you know, whatever. Another one's like a lot of yogurt. But we have 8. And my friend owns one of them and it's so good.
That's a lot of ice cream shops.
I know. So mm-hmm. Alicia's cousin opened one. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine that I went to high school opened one. The one that was 2 towns over opened one that was local. So now that's 3 there. The nitrous one opened up on Main Street. Another handmade one opened on Main Street. That's 5 right there.
Yeah, that's a lot. Is there such a demand? Like, can all these places survive? I feel like ice cream shops are usually the ones that go out of business first because there's just not enough demand for it year round.
Funny thing. I ran into another friend of mine. He wants to open one too. And it's only like 4 miles away. I don't know if they can all survive, and it's not my problem. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's an eater's market.
Centenarians, that's people that are over 100 years old. I mean, there was a time where that was insane, but that number has grown more and more in the United States.
Are we pronouncing that correctly?
Centenarians.
Centenarians instead of centurions or whatever?
Centenarians.
Okay, great. Yes. I mean, it sounds like somebody that's like half man, half horse and wandering through the woods, but okay.
And recently, there was an entire article and an interview with a bunch of centenarians asking them, you know, what's their secret?
I don't eat meat to excess. But I do have chicken, which I like very much.
I stay away from bacon and things like that as much as possible.
A lot of protein. Steak every night if you can.
Wow, okay. So, I mean, there's some differing opinions there. Right.
Right. But it looks like meat is the way to go. If you want to live for a long time.
I guess. Except bacon.
Yeah, Betty White was famous for saying that hot dogs and vodka was her key to a long life.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that if you're happy, you've got a better chance at living longer, too.
When we heard that one of our listeners, Mr. Bob Cunney, was a centenarian, 101 years old, we definitely wanted to talk to him, too.
Here I am.
Hi, Mr. Cunney. How are you today? I heard you just finished a workout class at the YMCA. What kind of exercise did you do?
Well, I don't know if there's anything special. We moved around on the floor and did some stuff you might consider a little crazy, but it was nothing really special.
Mm. Well, it was more special than what Anna and I did, sir, which is absolutely nothing whatsoever.
And sat on our behinds.
Right.
So there's that.
How long have you been exercising on the floor over at the Y there?
It's been a good while. I've been a supporter of the Y for a long time. The exercise is good for you and you ought to be active.
Mr. Cunning, what do you think has been your favorite memories being 101 years old? You've seen a lot.
My favorite memory?
Yeah.
I do enjoy travel. It's just a normal amount. Everybody travels some.
He's just like, anywhere but here is good, right?
Do you have any advice for the younger generation?
I think we're all taught along the way what's good for you and what you ought to avoid. Well, okay.
Bob, what's something that you've always enjoyed that you think, it's part of how you're living this long life?
My share of the candies. But I know that... an excess amount's not good for me, so I heard of Snicker bars. Right now, I can't tell you what the Snicker bar is, but if I would be handed one, I'd say, oh, yeah, well, I know this. I've eaten these bars before in the past, and they're nice candy bars. Hey, they cost a nickel or something. Maybe they cost a little more than a nickel at the store.
A little more now. But
yeah.
I mean, basically, you sound like a candy monster, though, Bob. I respect that. He's like, if you put it in front of me, you put it in my hand, I'm going to eat it.
Mr. Cunney, do you have any inventions that you saw over your lifetime that really amazed you the most?
Well, I like blenders.
My lifetime. What's that?
Blender would be nice, right? Like a nice smoothie.
A cell phone? Like when cell phones were invented?
iPhone,
that was crazy.
Right? There we go. Smartphone came out. Icebox.
Well, I always enjoyed the phone when it first became available. Mm-hmm. I always haven't had one, but I enjoy using them when I can, when I have occasion to use a phone. And I think they're worthwhile.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us, Mr. Cunney.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
All right, okay. Bob. We'll see you at class tomorrow. Thank you so much.
this was the most humbling thing I've done in a long time.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez was doing an interview, and she was talking about the fact that when she was in high school, she was a track star.
So I was a miler.
And me too.
Yeah, come on. Wow. Middle distance.
What was your time?
4:36.
Mine was 4:50. I think my best one ever was 4:49.
So you were for real.
I was for real.
4:49 a mile?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't run a mile in a long time, let me just tell you that that's crazy.
That's a so I host a lot of 5Ks for charities. And
yeah, but you don't run them.
No.
Stand up in the top thing and go.
But I know that they have to run like 3.2 miles or whatever it is. And I always think like, wow, this guy's back fast.
Yeah.
I was like, I just sat down to have this coffee. And he's already back from running it.
Yeah, it's only been 20 minutes. What are you doing here?
Not even.
It's amazing.
Sometimes the last one I did, it was 15 minutes and change. It was wild.
I mean, to me, it's all super impressive, of course.
So Raven and I last night decided that we would get on our treadmills to run a mile and see how long it would take.
Oh, yeah. Mine's out in my garage.
I mean, I'm in the middle of my garage. It's about 50 degrees in here. I'm not going for speed. I'm going for survival. So we said 1 mile, right? Bump this up. I'm comfortable walking at 5.2 right now. All right, let's go.
So I started walking at 5.2 miles per hour and then went a little bit faster. To be fair, you didn't tell me I was racing Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. You just told me to go home and time myself doing a mile on the treadmill. Maybe I would have went a little bit faster, but here's me winding down.
Okay, 0.99, 1 mile. 10:27. Yeah.
10:27.
Okay. So I'm basically
76 calories.
I'm burnt 76 calories in twice the time as J-Lo, and then this terrifying thing happened.
Oh God, that's the incline. Go down. No. Yeah. No.
You know what? At the end, when your legs just feel like jello and you can't wait to get off that thing as fast as possible without hurting yourself, all of a sudden the incline went up to like, I don't know, 5 degrees. It was scary.
Yeah,
it was scary.
This was, I thought I was going to kill this.
So far, so good. I'm walking at a 2.6 speed. I've been going for 5 seconds.
Yeah, I started with a whole lot of confidence. I thought everything was going great at the beginning.
Yeah, you sound good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sound ready.
Things are getting crazy. I can do this. 6.1.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I was trekking along. My husband came downstairs. He's like,
what's happening?
Yeah.
Here?
He's like, you know how to turn on the Peloton? I'm like, yep.
I had to take a second off and go down to a 4.0 just so I could breathe.
Yeah, no, things. I got a little too ambitious at the beginning, running at the 6, and then I had to take a little tiny break.
Yeah.
I just took my sweatshirt off while I was speed walking.
Well, I mean,
dangerous.
A little
I'm faster now. I'm faster. 5.5.
I don't suggest taking off sweatshirts while you're trying to run.
How long did this take?
Yeah,
it's like 72 segments you have here.
Starting to get really hot and hungry. I haven't hit a half a mile yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going 4.8. Zero incline.
Zero incline. I'm not messing with the incline. I just got to run this mile as fast as I can, like Jennifer Lopez.
This is somewhat embarrassing. Okay. All right.
I'm going to let Paul run the last quarter mile.
What?
Because that's what people in love do. So they do. Just a quarter mile left. I'm just going to let him finish it for me.
I just got really tired.
Yeah, was he okay with it? Yeah, he was like, all right.
He was like, get off the treadmill because you're going to die.
Yeah.
And he's like, and let me just finish for you. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I need to get my actual workout in and I'm tired of watching you and this is taking too long.
Do we have a final time?
Teamwork makes a dream work, babe. We got this together. That's it. 13:15. High five, babe.
13:15 for the two of us to run 1 mile.
Good job.
Yeah, J-Lo definitely was better.
Yeah.
Something crazy has happened and I need your help.
Okay.
It involves pizza and my dad's pizzeria.
Right.
So I was going through the menu and I realized something because it was a new menu.
Okay.
Dad, why did you take my chicken dish off the menu and replace it with Cousin Tony's pizza?
I didn't do that.
He did. He 100% did.
Wait a minute.
Yes. So there
is he aware of that and denying it, or does the menu cycle in and out? Does he vote every time?
Who knows? But he denied it, and I did some research, and I am not on the menu anymore.
Okay.
So I used to be a chicken dish, and I was called the Polo Anna. Now, the Polo Anna is basically chicken parm with sliced fried eggplant inside.
Okay.
So it's like a chicken / eggplant parm.
Sounds delicious. Is it a favorite of yours? Is that why he named it after you? Or he's like, I've got to name a dish after each one of my kids.
Now, here's the truth. It could be named after me or my grandmother because like all my other cousins, we're all named after my grandmother.
Yeah.
But I have been on that menu for as long as I can remember, since I was a little kid. So when I saw that, I was outraged. But then I was more concerned because Cousin Tony.
What are you talking about, my cousin's pizza?
Tony, Cousin Tony has a pizza now on the menu. How come I don't have a pizza?
We'll make one up.
If I make one up, you'll put one for under my name on the menu too?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so now
he's like, I mean, I got to sell pizzas. He's like, one way or the other. He's like, as long as this pizza moves, yeah. He's like, I don't care what name you put on it. It's fine.
He's like, I don't know why you just keep yelling. He's like, what are you mad about now?
Right.
What is it that you want?
Okay. So what are you going to do?
All right, what's Tony's?
Tony's vodka sauce, hot oil, honey, topped with burrata. Burrata cheese.
Now, to me...
It sounds really good.
The hot honey, the hot oil with the honey. Like
that's a thing.
And the vodka sauce?
Yeah, it's a thing.
That's not my cup of tea.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now.
I mean, he denied that it was on the menu, but then he knew exactly what was on it.
You know what I'm going to do? I took a picture of the menu. I'm going to post it on our Instagram at Anna and Raven so you can see Cousin Tony's.
Yeah.
And also, I asked Cousin Tony to come on the air with me
yeah.
to talk about his pizza. He refused.
He wisely said no.
He's like, I'm not getting involved in your part, your whole anger with your family right now.
Loose lips.
Yeah.
All right. He doesn't want any issue with that. He's finally moving up the ladder with your dad.
Tony, I'm coming. I'm coming for you.
All right.
So he's got this. So now Cousin Tony has a pizza, and I'm going to post the picture of the pizza on our Instagram at Anna and Raven.
Okay.
And now we have like a big task.
So if I come up with something good, then you'll name the pizza after me too?
Yeah. We'll call it Hannah's app.
We'll call it, well, that's my name, Dad. Kind of. All right. Yeah.
Did he call me Hannah Zapp?
No, with the accent, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what are you going to do? So you're not going to name like a pizza that's already been on there.
No.
That's, you know what I mean? Like you're not going to call the veggie now the Anna veggie.
Absolutely not. So here's the thing. I need your help. And what I'll do is I'll make my dad name the pizza after both of us and put it on the menu.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So I would like you right now to come up what you think is the perfect combination
pizza. When you say
pizza.
Both of us, you mean them who's going to give you the
listener,
idea or the Anna and Raven show?
Not the Anna and Raven show.
Oh, that's sad. For me, I was like, wait a minute, I finally made it.
You can enter, but you can't win. Yeah.
Right.
So if you're
can't win.
If you're listening right now and you have an idea for a pizza, like a combination of ingredients that would make the perfect pizza that could be named after both you and me, and we're going to put it right on the menu, and we're going to kick Cousin Tony's pizza right off of it.
Does it have to be a this or that? Can't they both be there?
You can text it, your ingredients, to 1-800-330-9999. By this time tomorrow, we're going to review the submissions tomorrow. You can put it on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, on our Facebook at Anna and Raven, or you could email it to me at Anna@annaandraven.com.
I mean, we are going to get to eat these pizzas, yes?
We're going to make the pizzas, we're going to eat them, we're going to pick the best three, and we're going to get this done. Kevin Federline wrote a tell-all book, and I don't know who wants it. It's called You Thought You Knew.
Mm-hmm.
It's out next week.
You Thought You Knew. Did you see the cover? The cover is amazing. It's a photo of him, but like from back then. Wow, I almost forgot that he looked like that.
If you forgot, Kevin Federline was a backup dancer for Britney Spears, and they got married, they had two kids, and then they divorced, and then he kind of fell into oblivion where he put out a rap album at one point that was terrible.
Sure.
And he kind of went away, got remarried, and raised the kids while Britney was under the conservatorship.
Yeah, every time that you've heard about Kevin Federline ever since then, it's been some sort of reapplication of that case, some child support adjustment, or her having a fallout with her sons or whatever. And depending on who you believe, I mean, it's certainly been messy throughout the process.
I don't know what the deal is with this book besides he needs money, but he talks about a few things, including how she called Justin Timberlake the night before their wedding.
I was like, what's wrong? I thought she was talking to her mom on the phone or something, and maybe she was like having doubts, and she told me that she was on the phone with Justin, and I just kind of stepped back like, did I just hear you right? What the hell is going on? You know, I didn't care if we got married or not, and she told me no, and really was like, I just wanted to make sure that everything is done on the night before our wedding. So I kind of at the time took it with a grain of salt.
I don't think you should take that with a grain of salt when your wife-to-be within 24 hours calls her ex the night before.
Well, listen, dynamic situation. Again, I'm not a K-Fed fan in any situation, in any way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I mean, they were a huge deal globally. Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. And obviously, knowing what we know about her psyche at this point, or what we think we can know, She's a fragile person, and it's not shocking to me that she asked.
And my favorite part about this whole thing, and he also writes about how, I didn't even want to read it because it was bothering me that he did this, that she would hold knives over their sleeping sons while they slept.
She would watch them from the doorway and be standing there, and the kids would wake up, and she'd be standing. She'd be, oh, you're awake, and she'd be watching them with a knife in her hand.
Yeah, like, it's crazy stuff. And then he says in the same breath, Raven, he says in the same breath that she's going down a spiral and somebody needs to help her. Maybe don't release a tell-all book. I don't know. Maybe you start there.
Well, I mean, look at it like this. First off, the kids are both over 18 now, so the money's done. Mm. That's it. No, there's no more child support payments at this point. There's no more stuff coming forward. So somebody was going to offer him money. There was money for him to make, and that's why the book is coming out. But on the other hand, what if he's right?
All right. Well, let's talk about new life, new love. Want to talk about new love?
Let's do that. Why
Katy Perry. Let's talk about Katy Perry.
Oh, so nice.
So she was talking about her relationship with Justin Trudeau. She was on tour, and she does this thing on tour where she brings up people onto the stage, and she brought up a guy.
I'm sorry, what?
I heard you were single.
You heard I was single. Oh. Okay, that's interesting. Katy Perry, will you marry me? You know, you really should ask me about 48 hours ago.
Oh, you should have asked me 48 hours ago, because that's when she was caught on her yacht making out with Justin Trudeau, the former Prime Minister of Canada.
And it definitely felt like a look at us moment here, and now here she is acknowledging it and talking about it on the tour. Now, is it because they're just so love-struck, Anna, or is it because somebody needs some attention?
I think that this is a kind of Travis Taylor situation where they probably have been dating since the first rumor started back in June, July.
Okay.
And they're ready to kind of make it public. And this is the way they did it. They're like, we'll just have them snap a couple pictures of us kissing on this yacht. Mm-hmm. Everybody will know what's up. And then they'll just let us be together forever or for 6 months or however long it takes.
I mean, we'll see what happens here. Yeah. She's been taking hits left and right for a long time. So
she deserves love. Like, she you know, she gets that divorce.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
I hope it is all for the right reasons. And I hope it's just not like, well, Taylor and Travis are getting so much attention.
Nah, no, I think she's beyond that. I think I saw her on tour. She's happy. She's good. I mean, from what I could see in row 346, so who knows?
Right. Yeah. But your inclination is everything's okay.
Yeah. Looking for three people that have time this weekend to get a manicure and I'll pay for it. And there's a specific reason why. It's science, Raven.
Okay, well, I do like science.
We're conducting a science experiment here. Mm-hmm. So everybody's been talking about the red nail theory. What is it?
And I thought this was the perfect time to chat about the red nail theory. A quick synopsis of the theory is that men are attracted to red nails. You may be asking why. I think this caters mostly to millennial men, but it is said that growing up, red nails reminded them of their moms and other female authority figures. So whether that was their teachers or musicians or actresses, they saw a lot of red nails and they just have positive memories of the color.
How do you feel about that, Raven? Do you agree?
I'm not going to push back on it. Sexy red nails. Yeah. Blood red nails, or, you know, the candy red nails. Yeah. It's attention grabbing. And the simple red lipstick. Taylor Swift's been doing it for years.
Some of the biggest
actresses back in the day used to do that.
Right. And remember, if you wore a red dress, you stood out because you were wearing a red dress. It was suggestive in a lot of ways if you wore a red dress.
Absolutely.
But does it work just by painting your nails red?
Mm. This girl realized that the red nail theory was real.
I don't even mean to say this in a bragging way. The red nail theory is so accurate. I'm not even kidding. I got these nails done 2 days ago, and I've already had like 4 men come up to me in public. That doesn't usually happen all the time.
I love to get a manicure. Can you send me?
No.
How great would that be?
Here's what I want to do.
I'll test the theory.
I want to see if this is real. They've been talking about this, honestly, for 2 years.
Okay.
And I would like for three single women that are looking for dates to have time this weekend. I'll Venmo you $25 each, okay?
I mean,
and go over the weekend, get the manicure, and then see, did anybody hit on you? And then we'll talk on Tuesday or Wednesday next week, and you can report back to us.
I mean, I would say if the nail theory is that strong, do they even need to be single for somebody to be like, hey, say a little something?
Well, you never know. This could be how somebody finds true love through our show and the red nail theory.
So you're going to the next level with it, is that we're going to set people up. Three couples are going to get married and have children after, and name them after the Anna and Raven show.
And then I could finally wear a red dress to a wedding.
Perfect.
That's my plan. So,
I mean, either way, I'd take the money towards a manicure. I would go for that.
But I'm not going to pay until after we talk about it. That's going to be the thing. Yeah. So you don't take my money and go away.
Half. You can do a half and half thing.
I give you a deposit via Venmo.
So what? You want them to call?
Yeah. So if you are interested in doing the Red Nail Theory over the weekend, you have time to go get a manicure, just call us at 1-800-330-9999. We'll take three people's information and we'll follow up next week and see if it works.
We're paying for your manicure, not your pedicure, because you're not walking around with them toes out.
Yeah, no, just a mani. Yeah.
All right.
Have you ever pondered, what are you going to name your baby? And you agonized over it, and you went back and forth with your partner, and there's names that you loved and names that you hated, and then you couldn't agree. What if you just hired a baby name consultant? That's exactly what Taylor Humphrey is. She's the author of Baby Name Morning. And Taylor, I read somewhere somebody called you the fairy godmother of baby naming.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, well that is a huge honor. I haven't personally seen or read that yet, but I'm hearing it now for the first time and I'm delighted.
Taylor, you know, I have to tell you something. I can tell you right now that Anna has done a bit of work because I've never heard her use the word ponder and agonize in the same sentence to introduce somebody. So obviously she's respecting your background here.
Naming a baby is the hardest thing you'll ever have to do because it's permanent and you don't want to screw it up for your child.
Yeah. When I first started, people would often ask me at dinner parties, what do you do for a living? I'd say, I'm a baby name consultant. They're like, what the heck does that mean? And right. Is that a real job?
So, Taylor, you know what? I just can tell you that Anna mentioned to me an astronomical figure that people have paid out before to people getting baby names there. But before we get to that, I just want to ask you, so you obviously work with all sorts of clients. I'm sure you have some that are very high strung that believe that their child is going to be the leader of the free world. And I'm sure that you have others that are just kind of like, we'd like something to be really pretty and we're a little bit stressed out. So what is your criteria for taking on a client that you're going to help name their child? And how do you come up with that name?
To the best of my ability, I try to help anyone who comes to me, which is why I offer a tiered pricing system. A lot of the parents who come to me have a list of 10 or 20 names that they're kind of working through. They just can't quite figure out which one is the right one.
Do you ever say, Taylor, like, that's a stupid name, take this off your list?
Right, this is a terrible choice.
Because my mom had no problem doing that for me. She'd be like, nope, you're not naming her that. Nope, not naming her that.
For whatever the reason, people feel very comfortable voicing big opinions when it comes to names they don't like. So if you're coming to me, you can rest assured this is a safe space, but I am going to gently maybe guide you towards a name that resonates more deeply with your core values.
I love the idea, though, of you being like, well, that's a very lovely name, and I know it was your great uncle's, but consider this, and then having a list where you're like, these are the top 8 nicknames third graders will call your child, and they're all terrible and derogatory. And you kind of like, I'm letting you make the decision, but this choice is dumb.
And people pay a lot of money, right? Like, that's the truth. It's like when they make a decision like this, they pay thousands of dollars to use your services.
So let's say I'm coming in on the lowest tier. I'm coming to you hat in hand, and I need your help. What does that open up at?
You just need that final push towards, like, choose this one. Mm-hmm. That starts at 200. Okay. And then I work all the way up. My VIP packages starts at $10,000. That is called baby name branding. It's looking at the choice of baby naming from more of a marketing perspective.
Taylor, I named both my daughters myself, and I'm just curious if you think they're dumb names. You can be honest with me. Hayden, I named her after the indestructible cheerleader on the show Heroes.
I love Hayden. I think it's a really strong name.
And the other one is Dakota. And I don't know where I came
up
with
that. I love this as a sib set. This is so good. I love, love, love it. I think a lot about sib sets. So how do these names play together? And I think that those names are both very beautiful. They both have a gender neutral quality, unique, but they're still familiar to the ear.
Well, thank God they weren't twins or else that would have cost you $20,000.
I know, it was good. Taylor Humphrey, how do people find you?
People can find me at whatsinababyname.com, or you can find me on Instagram at whatsinababyname.
One couple.
At 28, he's still exactly the same.
I get what she's saying, and I mean, I'm not proud of it or anything.
One problem.
Marty is just one of those really picky eaters.
You decide the outcome.
I mean, I'm not going to not go out to eat with my husband, but I guess I don't really have a choice, so.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is brought to you by IHOP. Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu, available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. Erica and Lewis. Erica, what's going on?
Lewis and I are getting married. Very exciting. And his company, he works for a marketing company. One of their clients, an auto supply company, has come forward offering us endorsement money if we would basically show a bunch of sponsored content at our wedding. Basically, like putting a logo, the sweetheart table. They want him to have a patch on the sleeve of his tux. Lots of photos with the banner. And I just think it's the tackiest thing I've ever heard of. And I really don't want to do it.
Oh, I just read that this is becoming a thing. People getting their wedding sponsored by companies.
I mean, if you're an influencer or something like that, that's one thing, right? But if you're somebody that's well known amongst the community, or it's a product that makes sense there, I guess a lot of that would come down to how much money are we talking. Lewis, what's your side of this?
It's $3,000. Like, it's $3,000, and it is the easiest $3,000 we'll ever make. It's just a couple of patches, a couple of social media banners, and that's going to pay for every meal on our honeymoon. Easily.
I like the way you think. That's girl math right there.
You know, I mean, $3,000 is $3,000, right? Mm-hmm. When you're thinking about your wedding, you think to yourself, $3,000, it's not enough for us to sell out. But when you do say, hey, that pays for every meal on the honeymoon,
right.
You're right.
Yeah.
The math is kind of more logical that way. So what are we talking about here? There's going to be a banner at the sweetheart table. You'd have to take some photos, and they want to put something on your tuxedo. Is that correct?
That's it.
Are there social media posts, too, that tag them?
Yeah, we get tagged in their collection of photos, and that's it. Like, we're not even going to have to think about it.
Did you say what the company was?
It's an auto supply company.
Oh. Oh. Hmm.
Listen, everybody's got a car. Erica, which part are you the most worried about? Like, I mean, I'm sure obviously you have a list of concerns, and I don't want to, you know, discount those right at all. But what's the biggest problem for you? Because, you know, for me and Anna, like, we work in an industry where we're taking a lot of photos. We're taking a lot of pictures. And I'd just be like, yep, okay, these are with the banner. These are without.
I saw the birth of my baby. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In our world, like, this is just, you know, it's 15 minutes extra work. That's all. Not a big deal. But for you, what's the big thing?
Yeah, I mean, I totally appreciate that it's a lot of money. But I just think about looking back on pictures and everybody, you know, talking about the wedding afterwards. And just the memory is being totally colored by this, like, corporate thing and, like, his job. And also, what if one day he quits his job and then we're looking at the photos later and it just is, you know, I feel like it's going to just kind of cloud the memory of this special day.
I mean, what if everybody got a free oil change gift certificate to take home with them when they left? Mm. That'd be pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what you're saying. Listen, nobody's going to work everywhere forever. But, you know, you guys could be the pioneers. You could be way in front of this thing. It could be fun like that. But
Eric, I do understand what you're saying. There is an element of it's tacky. I
mean, sure.
Sure. Like, I understand that. And there's sometimes when I'm asked to do things where I cringe and die a little bit inside. And then I remind myself that this is how I make my living. It's not how you make your living. Now, what's right and what's wrong? I guess it's up to the audience to decide. Let's see what they say.
$3,000. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Would you sell a sponsorship to your wedding? Is that okay?
If somebody offered you $3,000 to hang some car parts banner advertisement at your wedding, wear a patch and post on social media and tag them on your wedding day, would you take that money and run, or would you think it's just not really tactful?
I mean, that's what Lewis thinks that they should do. He's been offered this. He's in marketing, and one of the clients of his company has said, hey, you're getting married. We've got a fun idea. Put up some banners of our auto parts service department at your wedding, and we'll give you $3,000. And he thinks, wait a minute, what? We can do that. Erica just thinks that it's, you know, tacky. It's a bad idea. Listen, I'll give it up. It's not conventional, of course, Anna, but at the same time, there were so many things at my wedding that I don't even remember. I don't even remember them, right? Like, you think you're going to care about every little detail, but you really don't.
And $3,000 is $3,000.
Right, I care about that.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Michelle?
I think I'm on the husband-to-be side, and the reason is the generations today, stuff like that isn't really a big deal than what we're traditionally used to, but more, I think more so, that day becomes a blur, and we look back on the pictures, you're not going to care what's in the pictures, but more, I think the question is, do they just have to put this stuff on for some pictures and they can take it off, or it has to be worn the whole day?
No, they can take it off. So,
yeah, why not? I mean, that's the thing, is if you can just get the pictures you need.
Right. And then here you go. Here's the pictures, and great. Right. Deal's done. We're all set.
Right.
If they don't have to wear it all day, I don't see any harm in making a couple extra $1,000.
It's not like it's going to be in the big group photo that you're going to hang on your wall and the banner is going to be in the center of that. You have choice. You can make those choices.
Yeah, I think what the bigger issue is here, Erica just thinks it's tacky. That's a genuine concern. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Would you sell your wedding, like, as an endorsement? That's what Erica and Lewis are trying to figure out, because Lewis works for a marketing company, and one of his clients is, like, an auto body supply store. And they say, you know what? We'll give you $3,000. All you got to do is hang a banner on your sweetheart table advertising the store, and then put a patch on your tux right on the sleeve, and then post on social media. That's it. $3,000.
I mean, to me, it almost seems kind of fun, right? Like, you have no idea what could happen. You could go viral after something like that. Certainly, your client's going to think that it was funny. You know, I get it. Explaining it to your spouse might be a little bit difficult at first, but I mean, $3,000 is $3,000, right? And you've got bills to pay when it comes to your wedding. There's a lot of totals and a lot of people that want to get paid.
The Couples Court Verdict is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/AnnaAndRaven.
I can imagine that Erica's grandmother's going to need some explaining to do.
Right, right? And but she thinks it's tacky. She doesn't want to do it. She's like, we're not selling our wedding. But what would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Sasha, you in or out?
I think I'm in. Why don't they spend like $50 to $100 after for a retoucher in Photoshop who can just Photoshop the banner out?
Right, it's true.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, plus, like, you just post it to social media and then you just do a thing where, like, in 3 months you take that down.
Right. Who cares? It's over, right.
Yeah,
thanks
Sasha.
Call, Sasha. James, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I think it's very, very tacky, and I think it's just, like, it's not worth it. $3,000 for, you know, all you invest in a wedding and the memories and everything, I'm on her side 100%.
I think
if you have an auto parts endorsement, your wedding is not going to make it. Your marriage won't survive.
I think it's harder to explain to an older generation. I can only imagine some of the older people at my wedding being like, what is that? What is that? What are they doing? I could see the confusion.
Okay, but if while they were walking out, you handed your father 2 new oil filters and 10 quarts of synthetic, he'd be like, you know what? This was a great deal you made.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
I think I'm on his, but I think there could be a compromise. You get the $3,000, but there's so many photo editors out there now that I'm sure you could edit out the logos and everything like that for pictures for them. So when they look back at their photo book, they don't see that. They'll have good memories. They'll have $3,000 to spend on their wedding. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even without the editing, take a bunch of shots with the banners up and then take them down.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lewis, our audience agreed with you today. $3,000 to put up a banner and to wear a patch on your sleeve and do a couple social media posts. Why not?
I mean, I'm glad they agree. And I guarantee you she's not going to notice once we get the day going.
I think that you make it part of the plan. You're like, okay, we're going to take 15 shots with this, 15 shots with that, and then that's going to be removed. We're going to post this, and then that'll be removed. You know, put somebody else in charge of it so you don't have to think about it. Erica, I'm sure it's not tactfully what you were looking for, but I don't think it's going to be the end of the world if you just, you know, plan around it, right? And, you know, you and your friends can laugh about how easy that money was.
It's true. It wasn't ideal, but when I think about the girl math, at the end of the day, it's going to be nice to eat free on the honeymoon.
I wish that they'd retroactively approach me and be like, listen, you want to get married again? We'll pay you this time. that'd be great.
All right. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$1,200 is the cash jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. All right, we have Brett today with your son, David. Is that right?
That's right. We're here.
What's All right. up? Are you feeling confident and ready to do this?
We've been practicing for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. That's usually all it takes. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, you guys. $1,200. Here we go.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's wait for Raven to close that door. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you guys 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
We're ready.
Number one, Shaboozey has teamed up with Domino's Pizza to create a new jingle. It gets to deliver the new tagline, Domino's. What type of cheese is most commonly used on pizza?
Mozzarella.
Number two, MTV is not going out of business, but they are shutting down 5 of its music channels in the UK. What MTV original series follows Snooki, Pauly D, and The Situation?
Jersey Shore.
Number three, Jillian Michaels is going on the record that the weight loss reality competition where she was a trainer wasn't unhealthy, and she says she has data to back it up. What was the name of that show?
The Biggest Loser.
Number four, Kevin Federline is releasing a memoir, and most of it will be about his ex, Britney Spears. What nickname did the media often use for Kevin Federline during his marriage to Britney Spears?
K-Fed.
And number five, Mattel Studios says that a He-Man movie will be the perfect complement to the Barbie movie. What's the name of He-Man's sword?
Excelsior.
What?
Excelsior.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
4 out of 5 for Brett and David.
Okay, maybe this money's going to be yours. Let's see what's up. $1,200.
All right, number one, Shaboozey has teamed up with Domino's Pizza to create a new jingle. He gets to deliver the new tagline, Domino's.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I have that right.
I don't know if I'm getting that.
What type of cheese is most commonly used on pizza?
Mozzarella.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Number two, MTV is not going out of business, but they are shutting down 5 of its music channels in the UK. What MTV original series followed Snooki, Pauly D, and The Situation?
Jersey Shore.
Yep. Number three, Jillian Michaels is going on the record that the weight loss reality competition show that she was a trainer wasn't unhealthy, and she says she's got the data to back it all up.
She got receipts.
What was the name of that show?
The Biggest Loser.
Right. Number four, Kevin Federline is releasing a memoir. Most of it is about his ex, Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
What nickname did the media often use for Kevin Federline during his marriage to Britney Spears?
K-Fed.
Right. You guys are tied at 4.
Sorry, guys.
And number five, Mattel Studios says that a He-Man movie will be the perfect complement to the Barbie movie.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of He-Man's sword?
Is it Excalibur? It's not Excalibur.
No. I would have accepted Power Sword. Sword of power.
Mm-hmm.
Sword of Grayskull.
Sword of Grayskull. That yeah. did that by the power of Grayskull.
Yeah. I would have accepted any 3 of those, none of which you guys got. So you tied at 4 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
All right. Well done. We can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, guys. $1,300 tomorrow, Anna.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.